Scott and hospitals have been at odds all year. Now the governor is accusing them of price gouging patients. The governor founded one of the largest hospital chains in the United States, but when asked how he's dealt with price transparency, Scott points instead to his urgent care company.
Put all the prices up on the menu board, just like Starbucks or anything else. You just walk in, and what's it going to cost to see a doctor? What's it going to cost to get a procedure? The truth is we ought to be able to do that with all of our health care.
Urgent care centers have been posting prices for years now, but not every health care entity is transparent about its costs. Recently, Republican Representative Jason Brodeur cited cost differences in procedures between hospitals and other centers as he endorsed an extension of ambulatory care.
The average charge for a colonoscopy by site was $4,800 at a hospital-based facility and $2,000 at an ambulatory surgical center.
And the state recently announced health insurance rates would rise an average of 10%. Health policy analyst Greg Mello says there's no way to understand what factored into those decisions.
Claiming that information like that is subject to trade secret protection and so doesn't have to be disclosed to the public is a huge, is a huge disappointment and is sort of undermines the message that they want consumers to be aware and informed.
A report from the nonprofit Catalyst for Payment Reform gives Florida, along with the majority of other states, an F when it comes to healthcare cost transparency. The group's Andrea Caballero spoke to the Governor's Commission on Hospital and Healthcare Funding.
Variation in the prices really doesn't have much rationality to it. You can see prices in the U.S. for various services can vary as much as 700%. And when you compare the price variation to, are you getting 700% worth of higher quality? Not likely.
The commission is also concerned about a long-running issue, balanced billing. That happens when patients get a bill for services not fully covered by their insurer. 3 years ago, a plan in the Florida legislature would have made it far easier to find out what health care services cost. The proposal brought by future House Speaker Richard Corcoran would have expanded a state requirement that certain providers post prices of common procedures. But it was killed in the Senate and opposed by the powerful Florida Medical Association. The bill would have applied to hospitals, ambulatory care centers, diagnostic imaging businesses, and doctors who work in hospital settings. All are places where patients can get unexpected bills. Much of it comes from when patients have to go to the emergency room, and the average consumer may not know whether a provider is in or out of network. Hospital Commissioner Eugene Lamb says he's had that experience.
My mother-in-law went to the hospital. She's 97 years old. And she stayed overnight. And when we knew anything, she had a bill for $12,000. And we was kind of surprised it cost so much.
The Florida Hospital Association says it agrees there should be more transparency in the system. And the organization's president, Bruce Rubin, says it should be easier for consumers to find out what services cost. But he says the way Governor Rick Scott has gone about placing blame on hospitals is wrong.
We're very disappointed with the mean-spirited tone of this press release that calls for protection against hospital pricing. It's discouraging when we have been working on our own proposal for increased transparency around price and clinical performance.
The governor's hospital transparency plan would require hospitals to post prices and average payments on their websites. Scott also wants patients to be able to pursue complaints of hospital price gouging with law enforcement and regulators. The FHA says it supports many of the governor's ideas, but they disagree with his characterizations. Florida lawmakers could expand the governor's plan to include other health care providers. The discussion comes as the state faces the loss of even more federal health care funding and expects Medicaid costs, which are one of the biggest parts of Florida's budget, to continue rising. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.